It's almost time to say goodbye and perhaps even good riddance to 2016. Aside from the political drama here and abroad, investment returns have been disappointing as well. We're going to be talking now to Isaac Wardendal, who is investment strategist at Old Mutual Multi-Managers, to get a sense of what were the ups and what were the downs of 2016. Isaac, thanks so much for your time today. Is it good riddance to 2016?
Yeah, look, it was a difficult year, and it was a year full of surprises. Most notably, on a global scale, it was Brexit and the election of Trump that really caught the markets off guard, and both of them resulted in quite interesting market reactions. But apart from that, as you mentioned, it was just a year where, you know, local investment returns, or returns from the perspective of the local investor, were really disappointing.
And let's look at that. I mean, it wasn't all, though, if one does look sector-wise, and we're going to do that in a moment. But overall, how did the JSE perform?
Yeah, so the JSE, you know, it's actually up a little bit in the last two or three days. But prior to that, really, you saw very limited returns, and certainly lower than, you know, the kind of returns that investors have gotten used to over the past decade or so.
Yeah.
I mean, up until Friday, it was only up about 3-4% for the whole year, which is below inflation. So local equity is not doing that well. And then within the JSE, there was a big rotation compared to 2015, where in 2015, it was the Rand hedge stocks that did so well, and resources really collapsed. And it was the exact opposite in 2016, with resources doing 50% plus so far, and your Rand hedge industrial shares are underwater. So apart from the fact that you had low returns, you also had a complete shift in the market trend, which I think possibly caught a lot of investors off guard.
Yeah. And bonds, how did they perform?
Yeah, so bonds were actually the best performing local asset class this year. Now, bearing in mind that at the end of last year, bonds were completely hammered following the musical chairs that we had at the Treasury. So the starting point for local bonds was very good this year, and bonds have actually performed quite nicely. But again, I think the problem was that a lot of investors were not in bonds this year because of what happened in December last year, because of fears of downgrade. They probably missed this nice rally.
And that's interesting. And what do you think is going to happen in 2017 in the bond
market? Look, we still like bonds. And I think it is still the one asset where you are priced to get a real return. If you think that, you know, long bonds are sitting at around 8.9%, that is the yield you're getting, with the expectation that inflation will decline next year, that is already giving you a real return. So I think that is still the one asset locally that is quite attractive.
And let's look at the Rand quickly. That's had a relatively good year. And I mean, as you point out, we'd started the year after the shenanigans this time in 2015 on a negative footing, but it seems to have picked up.
Yeah, so the Rand has really had a strong year, but coming off a record low level. So even where we are today at around 1360 odd, the Rand is still quite weak. But the performance this year has obviously benefited the bond market. It's benefited some of your interest rate sensitive shares on the JSE. But the downside of a strong Rand is that the returns that you would have gotten from global equities, for instance, you know, so even though the US market did quite well, for instance, in dollar terms, in Rand terms, you haven't benefited because the Rand strengthened. And that is, again, in contrast to the experience of the previous couple of years where it was actually easy money being offshore. You know, the Rand depreciated by 15% per annum between 2010 and 2015. So, you know, that was a no-brainer. You got your money by being offshore. This year, it hasn't been the case. And again, I think it's caught a lot of investors off guard. And you know, to my mind, that still just brings us back to that old principle of just being properly diversified. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in 2017. I honestly do not know what the Rand is going to do. And therefore, I want to be positioned so that whatever happens, you know, the portfolios that we manage are not going to suffer.
Well, we haven't been the only ones dealing with political shenanigans. We saw the same thing on other global markets. If one looks at the US election, you look at the Brexit referendum and so on. So how have global markets actually performed?
Yeah, so you know, if you start in the US, that's actually done quite well. And that was a surprising result, because in as much as the election of Donald Trump was a surprise, the market response was even a bigger surprise, because the market started rallying very strongly. And I think the markets latched on to the idea that Donald Trump is going to cut taxes and is going to stimulate growth, and the market is ignoring some of the other more controversial things that he said. So the U.S. markets have actually done very well, U.S. equity markets. U.S. bond markets have sold off quite heavily. So the yield, you know, long-term bond yields has gone from 1.5% to 2.5%. That's quite a dramatic move in long-term interest rates, in expectation that you're going to get faster growth and that you're going to get higher inflation. So there's been quite a divergence between bond and equity markets in the U.S. Elsewhere in the world, similarly, bond yields have risen from very low levels, and I think that is probably a good thing, because in the middle of the year, the bond market was telling you that there was something seriously wrong with the world, that there was, you know, no growth and deflation, whereas the message now is from the bond market, I think, is that things are actually looking a little bit better. In terms of global equity markets, the interesting one was really the UK, where the FTSE rallied very strongly after Brexit, indicating that the FTSE is really just geared to a weaker pound. And that is in a way is a similar situation as we have in South Africa, where the JSE tends to respond positively to a weaker rand.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. Isaac Wadendal is investment strategist at Old Mutual Multi-Managers.